Get naked with the Can Man. Uh-oh.
The Can Man.
Live from Canville's musty basement,
all right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kev, and Butter is Jamie and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters and Stalker, or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by, discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy, but always fly, the sometimes shy, the Can Man guy.
Yes, it's the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How's it going? Tonight, joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, well, almost always, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, pretty good, Chad.
Good. What's new?
Well, been interesting last week, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember a couple weeks ago when I told you I had water running under the foundation of my house?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it's kind of coming up through the sewer access.
Yeah.
And I had a plumber come out there, look at it, and he's
Benjamin
like...
Franklin again?
No.
Punctual plumber?
Oh, wasn't
no,
it
actually...
75309.
Actually, just some guy I got out of the Yellow Pages, and he said, oh, yeah, you got...
You did look under plumbers, right? You just didn't get some guy out of the Yellow Pages.
Did he say...
George!
What did he say?
Well, he said, just a lot of groundwater. No big deal. Don't lose any sleep. So another week passed, and
How much did that cost for him to tell you that?
I haven't gotten the bill yet, so okay. I'm hoping that I don't get one, but...
It's aquifer!
Yeah.
Okay. Love that song.
But you know, this last week, Monday, I was outside having a cigarette, and then I started seeing water running, in front of my house, and it had been snowing, so I could clearly see water running. Everything else was frozen up. I thought, what the hell? So I started, kicking some of the snow that was in front of my house, and I found this nice little round hole about 3 inches across, and water was just oozing up out of it and out.
Water main break?
Yeah, had a water main start leaking in front of my house.
Nice.
So basically it was leaking under the frost line, filling up all the space under the frost line, and basically it was going all the way up to my house.
Oh, wow. Is your house on a hill?
Fine.
It is on a hill.
Is it haunted?
Your house could go away.
Is your house on a haunted hill?
Wow.
Not the haunted hill, but a hill.
Okay.
Not the hill,
okay.
But a hill.
A hill. Well, also joining us tonight, as you've probably heard their voices, and guessed that Jenny Rammelsberg is here.
Hey!
Long time no see. How you been?
I know. Good.
Are you still losing weight? You look like you are.
Well, actually, according to the scale, I haven't lost anything, but I've dropped 2 pant sizes.
Wow.
So there you go.
You're looking sexy.
It's a liar.
It's a
dirty
scale.
Liar.
I'm throwing that thing away.
And then
I almost swore. I did a good job.
You did. I'm glad. I'm proud of you. And back is Butters.
Yeah.
Hello.
You are a dick. I'm going to punch you for that one.
Hello.
It's on.
And then Corey Jordan. How you doing, Corey?
Cock and balls.
That's good. That's good. That's better than saying what he said.
I know.
What I say?
Something about sandwiches.
Yeah, sandwiches. That's it.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Oh,
yeah.
I missed it. That was
Hi,
drink
Chad.
Time.
How are you?
Good,
it was
Butters.
Drink time, and I missed it.
Good, Butters. Butters, how you been?
Good.
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 Good. It's the good episode.
Oh,
how are you, Chad?
God.
I've been
Did
good.
Did anybody ask you, how are you?
Chad, how are
Chad?
You?
I am all right. It's been a stressful week. So I...
Did you have water?
Go on.
No, seriously.
What?
Yeah. Well, no. Last week, here's what happened. Okay. Monday, my boss shows up unannounced with another boss.
Did you greet him with a shotgun?
No.
That's what I'm going to do.
No. But when they came to the door, I wasn't expecting them.
Oh.
And I
my wife works for
I had let my production kind of slip a little bit.
My husband works for
them. And kind of was getting distracted. And I have ADD. And, well, I won't be having ADD at work anymore because otherwise I'll be going back to the office. And I don't want to do that. So I've just been trying to meet a very high daily goal compared to my previous production. And so anytime, like, something happens, it freaks me out. Like, the computer goes down, I got to meet that goal. It, you know, so I have just been like, goal. So I had the fear of having to go back to...
Was that Ebenezer Goal?
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Was from exactly. The soccer carol.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what I was
the soccer
thinking.
Carol. But, yeah, anyway,
the
I had
ghost
to...
Ghost of Christmas Future.
I almost had to go
ghost
back to the
of production
office.
Past.
I didn't want that, so... That stressed me out a bit. And then today I was freaked out. You had mentioned you had the water main break.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting here and by itself, the outside faucet turned on.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, outside. I
don't Grandpa?
Know. What is outside? It could have been an animal or something.
Yeah, sure.
A possum.
With the
could have been a possum.
A change.
You have a raccoon out there.
They got hands.
You guys
got
like those disposable
thumbs. I know. Yeah.
And they'll kill you. They'll kill you quick. You know how many people have been killed by raccoons?
We got some monsters.
None.
I was going to say, I don't think any.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, the water faucet turned on outside today.
Yeah, that's weird.
Rapings.
So did you ever figure that out?
You got to watch the raccoon.
You ever figure it out? Or
no, I just went out and turned it off, but I'm like, there's no one here. I was here by myself.
For as cold as it's been, that could have exploded.
Actually, running water is better for your pipes than not running water.
Correct.
Yeah, it should have been turned off from the inside anyway, Chad.
Yeah, geez, Chad.
I have one of those things I could turn off, I guess. A spigot.
Or a shut off.
Yeah, I got a shut off.
I prefer to use my crank to shut off my water.
Crank? Wow.
Just quit paying your bill. Your water will get shut off.
Yeah, then I won't be able to shower or flush. And...
I don't see that as a problem.
You work from home.
Melt some snow.
If
what are
you've
you
ever,
doing?
Yeah, I'm still in my sweatpants and my Oscar the Grouch t-shirt today.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's why we're not doing the video cast today. Actually, I'm hoping not to do it till episode 75. Why?
Which one are we on
because
now?
Like
72
to...
or 3.
Oh.
I think this is your show. You can actually just make that happen, not hope for it.
No, I'm going
to... God, I hope I don't have to do extra
work. Do you
have
an executive producer that's telling you we have notes?
Gosh, I hope my
boss
video
thing needs
me.
To come back.
Yeah,
no.
Your ratings are dropping.
Do you pray to the broadcasting fairy?
Well, speaking of
fairies
and
oh, fairies.
No, I was hoping that I could ask my listeners and you guys, since you're at the table...
we
it's
probably
been,
are your listeners.
It's been yeah, you are. That's why you're the viewer. You and Lori Schoenhardt.
That's why we don't have the
so,
video tonight.
And your wife watches,
yeah.
So does mine.
And your wife.
But
you mean my husband,
I was,
right?
Yeah, your husband. Lisa. I was hoping that you guys could maybe review the show on iTunes if you have iTunes or whatever podcast catcher
did.
That you use. I know you did.
I
know you did.
Sucked.
Yeah, thanks. You did. Even if you say it.
Five stars.
It sucks. Five stars. You can say it sucks. Just give us five
I
stars.
I can't rate it because there's no rating lower than 0 stars.
But the last time we asked
give it a supernova.
Okay. I can't take away stars.
We're episode 70-something, and the last time that I asked people to, you know, our listeners to do us a favor as far as, like, rating our show was, like, episode 8 or 9. So I think it's fair. I could ask you guys
should
to rate
do it
us.
Each
I think
and
I
every
just
episode.
Listened to that one.
Yeah. I mean, so rate us. Up. Rate us on iTunes. On.
Also,
if you guys get on Yelp, it's like Ooh. Like an online Yellow Pages thing where it talks about entertainment in the area.
Yeah.
There's a link on the fan page in Facebook to our Yelp link. Rate us if you could.
I didn't know there was gonna
write
be
us
homework.
A review.
We'll give you 10 minutes. Go do it now.
Do
it. Do
it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Right now.
Just keep
Yelp.
Yeah,
Yelp.com.
I'm all over it.
Canman Show. Yeah, so there we go. If you could do that for us. Also, click on our ads on the website. If you visit the website, thecanmanshow.com, just
There's
click on the ads
on
especially
that?
The one on the like top right-hand corner. That's the one from the G00 company that actually, you know, I'm like hovering it right where they can send me a check.
Ooh.
But it's been hovering there for like a year. So if you can kind of click on that, that would help me too.
Error 403, forbidden. You're not authorized to view this page. Please try loading a different page.
Okay, good, good, good.
It's a detour.
I love BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerries are good. So, that's it. But that's all I asked. Just a big favor, you guys. You know, rate us.
That is an awful lot. What are you gonna do for me?
I won't punch you next time. He's cursed.
Oh. Hello.
You just lied. You just
what
did it.
What the hell was that?
You haven't taken up your part of the bargain.
Yeah, your bargain. Yeah. The bargain's off the table now. Now it's really. Now I'm going to give you.
Abuse.
I'm going to start my own podcast and tell them to go to yours and rate it bad.
There we go. As long as they rate it, I'm fine with that. So thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, you're really going for
numbers
more
than anything.
You can call
it the Can Man Appreciation site.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the rest of my stressful week. And you are a parent of a teenager, and you are also a parent of a teenager.
Teenagers.
Hey, I am now.
Not
really.
And
okay.
You know teenagers.
You know teenagers.
Yes.
You know of a teenager.
You've been around a teenager.
So the discussion.
What? Hello.
I can't anymore, though.
So the discussion I'd like to have is... Zachary had some relationship issues this weekend, and his teenage angst came out, and he threw a fit and started yelling and hollering, and I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get into his personal business, but how do you guys deal with? I know I'm not the greatest father in the world when it comes to dealing with kids that freak out.
Do you stay out of it?
Not if he's breaking my doors.
Well, no, that's not. You can't allow that.
Or
you can't allow that to happen.
Yeah. When my children have relationships that end or go badly or whatever, I, as a rule, stay out of it because it is my general motivation is to break things, and things tend to be people when people are hurting my children's feelings.
Right.
So it's a bad thing for me to get involved because then I'll break people and go to jail.
Well, yeah, but you
and any guys that are dating my daughter, listen to this. I will break you.
Right, right, right.
You can pull an Uncle Buck or something on
them. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Show
them
the hatchet.
Yeah. Bug. Anyway, I...
Buck rhymes with...
yeah.
Don't look at me. I'm just
Chuck. It rhymes with Chuck. Chuck
oh, that's
Kavanaugh.
Right.
Which is on tonight. By the way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The new episode of Chuck's on tonight.
Correct.
Does everyone know who the tall, dark haired new director guy is?
The new director guy.
Oh, the new.
You
director.
You mean Brandon Routh?
Yeah.
Superman from Ames.
Superman.
He's an Iowa boy.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
Superman is on
so,
Chuck.
Yeah, he does. I like him.
He's
too.
A pretty
he's
boy.
Good.
He does a good job. I like him.
I don't know. I mean, by comparison, I mean, come on.
Do they have to airbrush his package on the TV show, too, or just the movie?
He wears sweatpants a lot, man.
Yeah, yeah. But I have a
they
feeling.
You didn't hear that?
That
when they did Superman, they had to airbrush his package
out? Sorry, I
didn't
mean to derail you there, Trent.
I have a feeling that with Zachary, it's not going to be as bad as what I'm going to have to deal with when I have guys or girls knocking at the door. When my girls hit puberty. And I can see what you mean about wanting to break somebody that hurt somebody's feelings.
Yep.
But with your son, do you have those kind of problems yet? Is he into relationships or is he still...
Miles, if you're listening to this, don't take offense. My son is 16 going on 8.
Okay.
He has girls knocking on the door wanting to talk to him, and he's utterly not interested.
Zachary was like that, too.
Yeah. All he wants to do is play video games and watch his TV shows.
Then they do like the girls.
When he notices the girls, hopefully it won't be too late, because the girls that have been knocking on the door to, will Miles come out and play? They're all cute. And
wow.
I mean, I didn't have that when I was growing up. I was 7 times geekier than my son is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was a geeky kid, but I had lots of girlfriends.
Did
How you
it?
Doing, ladies? But
did they know that they were your girlfriends,
I would
or
imagine,
were you just
know.
At the movies with them?
No, they were
outside
had,
their bedroom.
That was our thing. I would watch them through the window.
Them, I asked them, "Would you be my girlfriend?" And they
Will
said,
"You go
yes.
with me, Mark.
Will you go
no.
with me?" Yeah, those kind of things.
Did you couple skate?
Exactly.
I know
that opens up another story.
I
but
coupled skated with my current wife, husband, while she was dating someone else.
Wow.
Whoa.
What a cheater.
She's a hooah.
So, did Zach just have a girl break his heart or something?
She's going to kick my ass.
Because Jordan just had this happen.
Kinda.
Because Jordan just had this happen.
I mean, like I said, I don't want to get into his business too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're,
there was a relationship
business.
Issue. He wants to make himself better, and she's pushing him to make himself better.
Okay.
So they have these issues with him apparently being the center of the universe. And I'm like, Zachary, any wife will tell you that their husband thinks they're the center of the universe. Does Bob think he's the center of the universe?
No, I do.
That's because
you think Bob is the center of the universe?
No, I think I am.
Oh,
right.
We have a weird relationship. I'm more like the guy in a relationship, and he's
egocentricity. Yeah, is I wasn't going to say anything, but you're right. Teenagers, yeah, it's supposed I'm to be more that way.
Because he cooks, doesn't he think cleans, that the center of the universe
needs to be watched for suicide.
You're the creative one.
I'm the guy.
The guy.
You have the penis.
I do. Well, no, I have.
In her drawer.
I'm the higher testosterone level, actually. So.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't want to say that about Bob.
He's got a high testosterone level, but I have a higher one.
Mine's just better.
Mine is better. Mine is better.
All right. That's cool. And there we go. You guys have had like a test to compare? You, like,
no, I have yours had my, I have had my hormone levels tested. I have a really high testosterone moment. Level.
Right on. Yeah. And so he, because he's like, yours is high, I better get mine tested too.
Mine's high. I always win.
That's books. A level of competition I don't think I'd want in my marriage.
You'd be fine with that.
My marriage is old enough to drink. We don't play those games.
What do you want to do tonight? Mine's play Scrabble? To no, let's test our hormones.
Yeah, let's go test our hormone levels, buddy.
Which one can, tonight? Estrogen.
Then we can
ball. Estrogen, do it.
I win.
Nice. But, okay. You know, I mean, how are you dealing with the broken heart syndrome?
Well, the weird thing is, Jordan, he's a strange kid. He came out of my womb taking care of himself. I'm not even joking. And so we've really had...
Is it possible he's part wombat?
He could be. I'm not joking. Because he, like, seriously, he didn't even tell me that they had broken up until, like, a week later. So he wasn't, like, upset about it or anything. And they're still texting just as much. He goes over and sees her, but they're not dating anymore.
It sounds healthy. He probably should see a therapist.
They broke up as friends. They both decided that our relationship is not going anywhere, so we need to just break up.
How old is he?
He's 18. He's a senior. He's 18.
Okay. Wow. Exactly
and
same age.
And she's a sophomore. So.
I have a daughter who's 17. Maybe we could get him hooked.
See, not if you're going to break my son. Already said that.
You are your daughter's pimp.
No,
you'll
really.
Break somebody in half, but
actually,
you'll pimp her
I
out.
I really the don't weirdest, want the... my son broken in half. I kind of like
I
him.
Was sitting at my house playing Dragon Age. Thank you. And awesome game. And my daughter comes home from work, and two guys have brought her home. And one of them comes in and sits with me and says, Mr. Jordan, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, I don't know you. I don't care. I'm playing Dragon Age.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hit me. Hit me. Damn it. There we go. Okay. And the other one goes into the kitchen to talk to my daughter.
Flick.
Yeah, I know. It was like nothing. And the guy sitting on the couch with me starts shouting into Eric, who's in the kitchen with Rachel, dude, just ask her out. You're basically already dating anyway. And I was like, pause. Okay. I need to be somewhere else. I can't be here for this. This is awful.
Yeah.
And now they're dating, I guess. So
the guy that was on the couch or Eric?
Eric.
So is this Eric somebody that you want to break in half?
He's age appropriate, one.
Okay, that's good.
My older daughter, Ashley, likes him. She hasn't liked a single one of Rachel's boyfriends up till now.
That's dangerous.
So that's actually a good sign because the rest of her boyfriends have been douchebags.
I was going to say D-bags.
Yeah, they've turned out to be real...
douchey.
Yeah.
Well, douche-alicious. You know, but I have two older sisters, and I know if one of them, they're close in age, like your daughters are kind of close.
Yeah, 3-4 years.
Yeah. If one of them had a boy that she liked and the other one liked it, that person too. I guess it depends on what type of like you're talking about.
No.
The other one called
approves of
her. She approves of
her. Back in the
70s.
Not likes him, but
you know they call the thing to call the girl you hate was a rag. So yeah. I heard you're a rag a lot to the and they would throw like their curling irons at each other and stuff.
Curling irons.
Do you have any idea how expensive
fights?
Those titanium flat irons are?
They,
no, they won't use those as weapons.
But
they'll use my brush
and
like.
No, they didn't do that. But
like two
curling
irons together.
My sister
curling iron fights.
Who's in jail?
I didn't get to use my nunchucks.
My sister who's is in Minnesota.
My nun irons.
So, but they would call each other names and pull hair and do dirty nasty stuff to each other.
Well, if you're within 2 years of your sibling, you're going to fight more because you're more going after the same brass ring, whatever.
Right.
My daughters are 4 years apart. My son and Rachel are 13 months apart. So they're literally skirting the edges of the sibling rivalry, and they almost have none.
It's because one's a boy and one's a girl.
One's boy,
no,
one's
I mean,
girl.
None of them have any sibling rivalry. Ashley is so old that she doesn't really relate to Rachel or Miles in an appreciable, it's kind of like looking in from the outside. And This is really boring. I don't know why we're talking about
no,
this.
No, I think it's interesting, actually.
Look, at, look at Butters.
No,
come on, say penis for
me. A lot of our listeners are fans of Butters' penis.
Yeah, I've heard. Everyone's a fan of Butters'
But no,
penis.
A lot of our listeners are parents, and I just you know, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion because, you know, I had to cancel off skating because the world had ended. I can't live anymore was something that came out of his mouth. I'm like... Ah, oh, great.
Well,
just buy him some Haagen-Dazs and put in Goodwill Hunting or something.
Okay, he's not a girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, we hope.
Internet porn would probably help, but I don't know about Haagen-Dazs.
It's got me through some rough times. 17?
He's 18.
18?
Yeah.
Take him to the adult shop. I went to the
get him a hooker.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. Teach him to smoke.
That's a different kind of buffet.
I am not going to teach him.
More bad habits?
Hang out with Kevin for a while, why don't you?
Oh, there you go.
Hang out with
Kevin.
Or laser
Kevin, buy him a carton, you know.
Take him out paintballing, but don't get him a gun.
Take him in the closet.
And then teach him what real paint is.
He's 18, he can buy his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that's the hell
are
you me?
Well, that was kind of hateful. I'm not sure why you said
it's pretty easy to do. Light it, suck in.
Yeah. Cough a few times.
Give him some Swisher Sweets. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, get him hooked on those.
Yeah, just buy him his first lap dance, man.
There we go.
Yeah, get him hooked on those.
Juice bar. Yeah, yeah.
It's more addictive
not
than smoking.
Not the juice bar. You can go to, you know.
No, if you're going to get a lap dance, where do we go when we got our first ones?
SoCo.
Jack Daniels Theater for the Performing Arts.
Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort. We just said SoCo.
Sorry. Yeah, that's
Mount Joy.
Mount Joy, Iowa.
Isn't that a lovely
Star Wars
yes.
I can't.
That's like in a lap dance. Look at Han Solo.
If you are a geek... And you like naked chicks, that is the place
naked
to go.
Naked chicks in a pit. That's even better.
The whole back
funny.
Wall on
in
the
a
main
bar.
Stage is a Star Wars mural. At least it used to be
it's
years ago.
No, it still is.
Is
it's
it really?
Oh, it is.
You were
and
looking
then they have
at the
a
mural?
Shower room.
I, as a rule, don't like strip clubs.
Pay for the shower room. I don't either, but this one
but
is like just the right amount
the
of raunchy, and it's awesome.
The right amount is all raunch. I guess it's been probably 15 years since I've been there.
There's a regular stage, and then they have the pit, and it just...
The pit's...
It's like a little...
It's freaky.
Yeah, because you're looking down at her in a pit, and it's the...
Well...
Does it put the lotion on its skin?
No, yes.
Because that would
not
be
that
hot,
deep.
Man.
It's not that type of a pit.
It's really like they put a stage on the main floor and they build a wall around the stage.
Yeah.
And you sit, it's like a bar that you set your drinks on. And
two women enter, one woman leaves.
Yeah.
So the time that we went for my bachelor party, was that the time when one of the girls pulled out handcuffs?
There is a shower room in the back.
I know, we've been
too.
There. We were there a lot.
Okay. So
did
they
you
pulled
ever
out
do the shower room.
So they pulled out handcuffs and were handcuffing
no,
the chick.
No, they do. You have to pay extra.
Nice.
It's back by the bathroom.
And then later some
years since
trucker
I've been
guy decided he wanted to touch.
Ooh,
then the bouncers took him outside and beat the crap out of him.
That's against the rules. You're not supposed to touch
don't
him.
Don't
like
touch.
Patrick Swayze was there.
You can if you're a girl. They let you touch them if you're a girl.
I love that movie.
Really?
Roundhouse.
Yeah, the guys cannot touch them, but the girls
rest
can
in peace,
touch them
Patrick
as much
Swayze.
As they want.
You're awesome.
Wow.
I ended up going to Minnesota when I was 18.
Yeah?
We graduated college, and we took a road trip. I thought this place was like right outside of Rochester, which would have been like an hour drive.
No.
Next thing I know, we're outside the city limits of St. Paul.
Jeez.
Holy cow.
Middle of the night going, well, that was a long
was it
drive.
Like the Spearmint Rhino Club? Or what?
I have no idea what that means.
High dollar. Remember we went to that one high dollar
one
club
in Chicago?
It was in Chicago. Yeah. It was like you drop $20 before you even see any tits because you're like, you got to check your coat.
There was a dude with a tuxedo, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
it was right and then they can't even touch you. It's horrible.
Well, they'll come and they'll bilk you for money to dance with the
table.
Remember Kale?
Yeah, I know her real name.
Yeah, I know her real name. We're gonna
be pen pals. We're gonna be pen pals.
Oh my god!
We're gonna send Christmas
cards. So Kale was that kind of an idiot.
Oh,
yes. He's still that kind of an idiot.
Okay, but
sorry,
that's
Kale.
I love
Kale.
That's what those places are built on: is people believing.
I don't know Kale, so I'm going to judge.
No, you'd
him.
Like him. He's a conservative like you in a lot of respects.
I can't believe you threw me under the bus like that.
Yeah, I love him.
The funny thing is, when we get to this place in Minnesota, the one guy we went with has never had a girlfriend, never kissed a girl. So we get in the place, we finally find seats up by the bar. He's gone, just gone. We couldn't find him anywhere. There was three of us. So, like, an hour later, we find, like, look back, and there he is at the ATM machine trying to get more money.
Oh, my God. That's
he owes the place $46,000.
It's like taking a fat man to a buffet for the first time.
And he's gone.
Like,
and you guys have to walk home because he already sold the car.
At the ATM. And she's
The girl was standing there.
And what had happened is he'd passed out in the champagne room, and she let it ride for, like, three songs, and he had to pay for them.
That's low.
I said you paid for her rent, man.
Don't go to strip clubs. You walk in there with $120 and $1 bills. You walk out broke and wondering what the hell
true.
You bought.
If you do it right, you don't have to pay a damn thing. You can sit up in Sniffer's row. The guy next to you pays,
Sniffers,
and you see
row.
As much.
Heard that before?
No, I never.
You see
right
just
stage.
As much
I'm
as
not
the guy.
I've heard it called the pervert's row, but it's the same
Sniffer's
basic
row,
concept.
Yeah.
Is that where you sit?
Like Sniffer's row.
I always, if I'm going to go to the strip club, I'm going to sit in Sniffer's row. And then you don't have to pay anything because they will dance.
I just can't do it.
For the person next to you.
Well, you got to sit in Sniffer's row because otherwise you're never going to get the private dance.
Or I won't see anything because I'm so damn short.
I actually, I went to high school with the guy that was one of those guys that would go there like on the weeknights. Or like call.
One of those
yeah,
guys.
Is Misty working tonight?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
I went to dancers once and had the worst experience because I had a lady. The one thing I figured out is the harder you try to just blend in and not.
Not look like a pervert?
Whatever.
Well, all the guys that are there are usually
quick,
perverts.
Kevin, don't look creepy.
Next time, don't wear
the... whatever you do, don't look creepy.
Next time, don't wear the sombrero.
Give you guys some warning.
That's another story. The pervert story. Okay, so I remember this because I think I was with you. That lady wouldn't leave you alone.
The lady, I mean, I'm like, oh, I got a headache. Just go away.
She's like 50.
Not 50.
Is she kind of aggressive and she like comes towards you whether you want her to or not?
Yeah, but she's an older gal.
But I just told her, in a nice way, go hit my
leg warmers and nothing
go
else.
Go hit the guy that's getting married. It was like a bachelor party. So we're like sending them the way of the bachelor.
Look at some pasties.
I would have paid her to,
go away.
Leave me alone.
Go to
put it back
bachelor.
On.
Yeah, please. Put your clothes back on.
But she wouldn't stop. She just kept talking and talking. And then she's like, well, how many kids do you think I've had? It's like, this is terrible. This is a very terrible trivia game.
From the rings that I'm counting, 11? I'd say I'm counting the rings, ma'am.
What is the ultimate prize here? To make the stripper cry, after you get so far with the trivia? Like, how many kids have you had? I don't know, 5, 10?
I'm going to guess one big one.
She's like all proud, and she's like 3 or something like that.
Is that like when we went to Tilted Kilt, where she starts talking about her kid? It's like, thanks.
Tilted
That's
Kilt
exactly
is closed,
why
by the way.
I'm here. Is it really?
Tilted Kilt is closed,
you just
by
got
way.
Rid of my boner.
No Tilted Kilt. Yes. Tilted Kilt got shut down the other day, and that's one of my things on my list.
Why was it? Yeah, I wondered why there's no cars there.
Because what happened is one night they were open, and the guy hadn't been... You didn't hear this from me, but the guy hadn't been paying his bills. And so
the guy who owns it?
Yeah, and so they...
Owns the franchise.
Yeah, and so then they said, if you... come in tomorrow, we will shut you down. And so he went in the next day, didn't tell any of his employees that he hadn't been paying anybody the bills. And
like franchise fees?
No, your distributors and all that stuff. But anyway.
Food.
Yeah, food, beer, they kind of get pissed.
I'm glad I used my gift card.
So he, of course, he went in the next day, opened, and so then they came in and they said, so all these employees are like, what? Because a lot of got hired.
So who came in? I don't know.
But I don't know if it was like the officials from the franchise said you're closed or whatever.
Probably the Tilted Kilt.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and so
probably
they
didn't pay his
franchise fees. They closed him down that night, and so a lot of people were. Unemployed now.
So there's a lot of pretty
girls out
there
supposed
looking
to
for
be,
work.
Yeah.
Yes, and a portion of them are at my house.
And they're looking for a place to live.
This is
going to
cause the entire. This is going to cause the entire, economy of Cedar Rapids go down.
I know.
I can't go to the Tilted Kilt because my daughter's friends work there.
I know that's the thing. When
weird.
You find out you're, yeah, when
I
you're,
know.
When you find out it's like high school kids.
Because I was drug there one day.
But so they're
supposed
to reopen in March under new owner.
Okay.
Don't know if that's true or not.
This is awkward. I'm going to sit at and just look at the table.
I'm going to look at the ceiling.
Is it one of the kids that did a lot of theater there?
Hello.
Yeah,
that got closed.
I was wondering.
You weren't supposed to give his name out.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
so what you're saying is didn't hear Peter Pan from that guy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing to beep. There you go.
Can you beep that out for me? I'm sorry.
Okay. Like the first time you were on, I had to beep stuff out for you. Yeah. Well, like your phone number.
We've had a couple of Fs.
My phone number?
Yeah, you didn't want to give out your phone number on the show. So I beeped it out the first time.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
I put you on the spot about your haircuts.
Oh, well, no, the reason why I didn't want, because I'm officially not cutting hair.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then you kind of...
How about unofficially? You still have your Olympic status?
Whoa. Yes, I'm an amateur.
No, moms cut hair all the time.
Yeah.
My mom cut my hair when... Never mind. Anyway, so... So the Tilted Kilt's closed. That's a bunch of crap.
Go on.
That's fine with me anyway. They kept stealing my change, the bastards.
Yeah.
You know what? It was really expensive anyway, I thought.
Well, it costs even more when they don't give you your change back. I will never end on that either.
Well, and the last time I went, there was a really old lady working, and she had, like, those gross boobs that are, like, all veiny and popping out. And of course
America's boobs.
And, of course, she was, like, a really good waitress, so she was back every 5 seconds, and you're like, okay, I can't even look at you, and I love boobs, but
that's
making
officially
me throw
the
up.
Third worst thing I've ever heard.
veiny and
popping out. Varicose boobs.
Varicose boobs. Maybe that's the
title.
You get
some sort of, like, special sauce
for those. Today's episode. Varicose boobs.
She's wearing tights on her nipples. What the hell is going on?
She's got compression stockings on her boobs.
I just made Chad laugh. I win.
Ted hose.
Ted hose?
Yeah, Ted hose on her. Teat hose.
Teat hose.
Teat.
Oh, man. We're going to a special place in hell.
That was good.
I think.
Yeah, I felt good about that.
So, go ahead.
I need to say something, because last time I didn't, and Amanda almost beat me to death.
Oh, yeah.
And you know
almost?
She can.
Okay. Well,
I'm still alive.
Before
you
Christmas, we had this conversation about pie.
Yeah.
And you wanted somebody to come up with a...
Pear pie.
Pear pie.
They've got apple pie. They've got peach pie. Why the hell do they have pear pie? Apparently they do.
It's
out there in abundance. Do you say pear or hair pie?
Pear.
Because there is hair pie out there.
I know.
Pear pie.
me reiki did fly lies.
No, I thought there would be pear pie.
Oh, and it is so good. It's like apple pie, but without the tartness of apples.
Wow.
It's just pure sweetness.
So Amanda Hale made you a pear pie.
Amanda Hale.
You ate Amanda's pear pie.
You had. Amanda Hale, Amanda Chase.
Yeah, Amanda Chase,
Pear pie.
I'm the guy who married him.
You totally screwed me up.
Yeah, I know. Amanda Hale. Amanda Chase, yeah.
I was bald when they were married, I know, because I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, I was the minister there. So yeah, Amanda, Mrs. Chase.
Yep.
Let you eat her pear
pie. Made us all some pear pie. It was fun watching my husband eat her pear pie. God, that's fun to say.
That's a weird visual.
That's probably why they don't have it, because
so,
you say
so
things
who else
like that.
Had pear pie that
night? Nick had some pear pie that night. Amanda had her own pear pie. Flexible.
Wow. She must do yoga.
Now, if I was afraid of getting beat before, it's going to be much worse now.
Yeah, Amanda doesn't listen. So you know.
Yes, she does.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
All right. Hi,
actually,
Amanda.
She calls me on a weekly basis and says, were you on? And I say yes or no. And she goes, okay, I'll listen, or I won't listen, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's just because you're on.
I know. She loves
doesn't care about Kevin or I.
She loves me in a way that makes me uncomfortable in close settings.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to listen tonight.
All right.
Should we name it Pear Pie?
I suppose we can.
Pear pie.
What was
it?
Wasn't it? I really like the other name.
Varicose boobs. Yeah. No.
And pear pie.
No, it was something about
varicose boobs and pear pie.
We're just about.
It sounds like a Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Varicose boobs and pear pie.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Come on.
Varicose boobs and pear pie.
Pear pie. That's what it should be called.
Ew.
It's like that meal directly between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I think that's what was on
December
12th
at the doll shop at Pear Pie.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get I mentioned that you had gone there. We didn't get a full report of this buffet.
Okay.
So
the buffet itself is horrible. It's the going there. No, the buffet is worse than like. You know,
so,
people getting deli trays.
Let's go back here real quick.
Which place are we talking about?
Okay,
the adult shop.
The adult shop every year at Christmas time, takes
yeah.
out a full-page ad in the back of the Penny Saver and says, free buffet until the food runs out from like 11 to whenever.
Free buffet for perverts!
And so,
seven peanuts
and
a Funyun.
Every year, my husband and I look at that ad, laugh about it, and joke,
will
you
take
we should
the,
go to that.
Will you take
and
the
we never do. And so then this year, I made him.
You made him go.
I made him go, and the whole time he was like, I don't know why I let you talk me into these things every time.
Because you have more testosterone.
I guess. I've been working out. I can. So anyway, so we go into the adult shop, and there's an attendant that sits like in this weird booth.
The jizz mopper.
And I think that's what he does. Yeah, and so you walk in, and there's no evidence that there's any kind of buffet. And so we're like, and my husband's like, we've been had. They got us in here. And now they're going to think we're perverts. And I'm just like, no, we're fine.
That's what they love to do. They love to pick out people as they come in. Pervert, pervert, pervert. You have to wear this badge now.
And they so, like to make their customers feel very
good. I'm walking in the door.
So I'm not about to ask the attendant,
where can
hey,
I get a plate?
Where's the free buffet? That's what we're here for. So I'm walking around. And
were you
and,
too embarrassed to ask where the buffet
I'm one,
is
I'm one of those in people
a porn
that when
shop?
I get embarrassed, I start like running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
You don't get embarrassed, Jenny.
No, I kind of, well, I get flustered. And so I was like, because I kept like running into weird random stuff, so it'd be like huge dildos, and then all of a sudden weird
just like
with
in your
dildo.
Face.
So what you're saying is you're running into adult toys at
yeah.
the adult
oh,
shop, and it was
weird. And so then
did they have a rack of
so
4-inch wieners marked
so
half off?
So I go running through this room, and my husband's like, "Don't go in the." And I go in, and all I see is like man on man porn in there.
Well, there's a big sign over that door.
And,
it says gay
and
porn.
And then I come out of there, and I go, why did I go in there? And he goes, yeah, why did you? It says
you know
all
this
male.
Place pretty well.
Yeah, I do.
It says all
I hate it when the gay guy's running the counter because he plays gay porn on the big screen over the
oh, yeah,
window.
Yeah.
Which you don't know until you get up there and you're like, hey, what's... Oh, my God!
My eyes! My eyes!
It burns.
Just give me the bag.
So anyway, so then I realize... I realized that I'd read in the thing that it says it's upstairs. And Bob's like, I don't think there's an
upstairs
to this.
Yeah,
and
they do.
And
it's after the video booth.
You know what's funny? It used to be Cox
was
Cable out
of,
building.
Sixth Street or whatever?
No.
Yeah, it used to be Cox Cable.
Cable.
Yeah.
Isn't that
no, no, no.
It's by Frontier Plants.
Yes, okay.
So.
Okay.
You can rent a Bobcat across
so
the
then,
street.
So then suddenly.
That's handy.
We start realizing we
so I can plow more than one thing.
We need to find the stairs
what
to
do you
go
need
upstairs.
To get plowed?
Yeah.
You know? And right then is when like the bad porno scene started happening. It was like
the,
somebody was.
There's no such thing, first of all, as a bad porn scene.
I disagree.
Sudden, I'm not joking. All of a sudden, like the weirdest random characters started coming out of weird rooms. Like this old guy, he was like 90 or so, with a walker and a colostomy bag.
And a Woody?
Comes coming out of this, and a long coat. Comes walking
in a long coat,
and I'm like, and I'm just thinking, why the hell can't you just jack off in your house and watch porn in your own home?
It costs more. After a certain age, you forget about the you don't know about the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. So he comes out of there, and I'm like, and I look at my husband, like, oh my God, did we just see that? And then this guy comes walking in with his trench coat, and we're like, okay, again, now we're gonna see the UPS guy walk in here pretty soon or something.
Yeah, Brown delivers there.
So we.
What can Brown do for you?
So we find the stairs. And so then I'm like, I can kind of smell faintly that there's food upstairs. So I'm like trying to sneak up these stairs without anybody seeing me. But you come out in the middle of this room. So the jig is up once you get up the stairs.
And all her friends were there. Surprise!
So then there's like one other, it's this room that you can tell like has old furniture that like, I don't know, probably everybody's swingers or
it's
orgies.
The orgy room.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got to be the orgy room. So the whole time I'm like, don't sit down on anything. But then I'm like, okay, we're here. They've seen us. We have to eat now.
You're not
so
allowed
we
to
decide...
eat food out of the orgy room.
There's no sex in the champagne room.
There's no sex in the
there
champagne
is
room.
Two.
And then, yeah. So anyway, so it's basically trays of like deli meat and some cookies that they bought from like Sam's Club. And
did they forget the Funyuns this year? Were there no Funyuns?
No, they made like chicken breasts.
You've been a few times, huh?
Never.
He doesn't know. He's full of it.
That's a different
so
one.
Anyway,
I love Funyuns
so
because sometimes they're big enough
crackers
to fit around your junk.
Oh, God. So there's this other couple there
sometimes
sitting there eating and looking at us the whole time. The girl has this Band-Aid on her chin, and the guy is like from the 70s still. Like, we're still wearing the old hair from the 70s. And they're looking at us, and all I'm thinking is, oh, my God, they're going to ask us to swing with them. And
what
I
did the Band-Aid on the chin mean?
I don't know.
That she fell down.
Is it code for something?
Rug.
Alabama snowplow.
Burn on the chin.
Oh, my God.
Could be. You guys,
that doesn't
I
translate
you
to radio
see,
very
I
well.
No. You see Corey's face. He's cracking me up.
Oh, God.
So,
there is
anyway,
an Alabama
was
snowplow.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what happened, huh?
Yep. That was it.
Wow.
That's a great tale.
That is a great
I'm
tale.
I'm going to get some cold cuts
so
from the porn
to
shop
go from now on. And
I'm going
to
watch for that.
I think next year we should make a thing of it. We should all go.
I tried to get you to broadcast live from there.
I know. I should have gone. I'm a big wuss when it comes to that stuff. I get shy when I go to that kind of thing too. I get shy when I have that mic out there.
And I don't think people want to have like your little fluffy MP3 player shoved
would
in
you like
their
to
face.
Do an interview?
Well, it looks like a fuzzy dildo.
I'd be afraid of what some people would do.
Okay,
so Kevin,
it would get wet.
Kevin and I and Kale and Fuji Chine, we all went to.
Fuji.
We used to call Chine Fuji forever. Fuge Meister. Anyway, rhymes with Spooge. Anyway, we went to the Chicago Comic Con one year. And we decided on the way back from Illinois.
Sort of.
Have you ever been on 80 to Chicago? Yeah.
No one's been on
There's that adult shop.
The big sign.
You know.
The big, huge one, yeah.
We're like, fine, you know what? You know, let's stop. Okay, so that's the only adult shop I've ever been in my life.
Oh, okay.
And we go in and we open up the door and somebody's driving by on the interstate and they yell,
"Perverts!"
And you're like,
we're like, well, that's appropriate. Let's go in.
And at which point
you turn and yell, "Hentai!" back at them because that's Japanese for pervert. And why the hell not?
Yes.
Yeah. So then
just don't go to the adult shop after hours because that's where the gay guys go to hook up.
There's an after hours there.
Yeah, the orgy room. That's
I thought they.
That's what the orgy room.
Isn't it 24 hours?
You ate food.
I'm sure they cleaned it.
Okay. The other adult shop
there, they steamed it clean or something.
Okay, in town we have like the news channels, and I freelance for one of them, and. We oftentimes would take.
I thought you were going to say you're freelancing for one of the
what is a one of the news stations, KGAN, okay?
Everyone does that. We would take freelance porn.
So we would go to Des Moines for basketball games. And one time, the director who works at the station, I'm not going to say his name, but we were driving the Kerry J. Hahn van, the truck, you know? This had Kerry J. Hahn. Kerry J. Hahn is like this.
The Iowa Traveler.
Is like this sweet old man, yeah. Iowa Traveler. Yep. He wanted to park the Iowa Traveler truck in front of the adult shop and get a picture of it.
You know, why not?
Because he hasn't been there yet? No, is that the one?
Yeah,
he hasn't traveled there.
Is that his last show?
But he just wanted to get a picture of the Iowa Traveler van.
Hey, the Traveler's
out front of
the adult
shop. You get to a point where you just don't care.
I thought that was hilarious. But no, not Kerry J. Hahn didn't want to do that. Yeah. But the director then.
Because he already did it.
So,
yeah.
He's like our original bastards.
Well, they have the Kerry J. Hahn Memorial video booth.
Is he still alive? No, he's alive.
You can still remember someone if they're alive.
He's a real nice guy.
He's not dead.
He's a real nice guy. He's a real nice guy, but when they changed over the
now was Mambo his brother because his last name was Hahn.
I don't know, but Mambo hit me in the back of the head.
Mambo
was
Mambo scares the
Fred Petra.
Who the hell's Mambo?
Mambo the clown,
Dr.
Max.
Dr. Max was
Dr. Max.
Was he related to? Okay,
yeah, Dr. Max and Mambo.
They look alike.
Mambo scared the poop out of me.
He's like the oldest looking clown I ever saw.
And I'm terrified of clowns anyway because his car got stalled, and so my dad was working on it, and he was sitting in my kitchen when I was a little kid, and my mom was like,
was he driving around in his clown?
I think I actually went to the adult.
John Wayne Gacy, anyone?
No, because he had just done a show at our school.
Oh my God, I actually watched that porn. Adult bookstore.
That is an awesome show.
What?
Clown sex on trampolines? Oh my
that
God.
Scares you.
Is that real?
No, it's not real, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can get midget porn.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but it's never midgets. Okay?
It's not midgets.
Always just one midget. You can't get more than one.
I know,
person.
They won't have sex with each other. I don't
know
why.
Wee Man does porn.
I wouldn't doubt it. Wait, he's dead, isn't
he'll
he?
He'll do anything for a buck.
I heard that he did.
I hope not.
Was he the guy that was with Kid Rock?
No.
Oh, no, he's fine. I was thinking of the little guy.
He's fine.
He's doing porn.
Okay, okay.
That didn't translate.
Before we get to your list, let's take a little bit of a break. Okay. On the break, I'm going to play the Star Wars Minute that Ryan Schoenhardt recorded ahead of time. It's going to bring that back because we haven't had it since like episode 8.
Are you bringing
it's the
sexy
Star
back?
Wars Minute.
This is the Star Wars Minute with Ryan Schoenhardt, and I am your host.
Hey everybody, this is Ryan for the Star Wars Minute. It's been a pretty busy time in the Star Wars universe. Recently, George Lucas has decided to divide the Star Wars fan community by rewriting the history of the Mandalorians on the Clone Wars cartoon. He's completely taken everything that's been written about Boba Fett and Jango Fett and the Mandalorians and decided that he wanted to redo it. You can find out more about this on thecloneWars.com or StarWars.com. Coming in the spring of 2011, the Old Republic MMO will be coming out to compete against World of Warcraft and other MMOs that you might like out there. Celebration 5, which is a giant Star Wars fan celebration, will be also in Orlando, Florida in August, right in between Comic-Con and Dragon-Con, which a lot of fans are not too happy about. Also, it's going to be in Orlando, which is really hot during August, so I'd pity anybody that's going to wear armor during that. During the Celebration 5, they're probably going to be announcing a lot more information out about the new live-action series show that's supposed to be maybe coming out in 2012. It's rumored that it's going to be about Boba Fett, and Daniel Logan may be the lead in that show. Since Boba Fett is the symbol for the convention, it's a pretty good bet that that's what that's going to be about. Also coming out in October of this year is the Force Unleashed 2. Somehow Starkiller is back alive and not working for the Empire now, but nobody's really sure what the story is, but it does look pretty interesting based on the preview for it. So this has been Ryan. That's been the Star Wars Minute.
Okay, Ryan, that was the Star Wars Minute. Now, I've got a couple questions about your little Star Wars Minute there. You haven't been on for a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, I think.
Now, you have officially taken over the helm of the biggest Star Wars geek at least in Cedar Rapids area, as far as, like, knowledge of what's going on in the universe, and you've taken on the director of Fanboys in an email rant or something like that.
Yeah, recently, there's another podcast. Can I plug it? It's the Force.net or Forcecast.net, and it's one of the two or three big Star Wars podcasts that are out there. So I'm a pretty regular listener to it. Sometimes I really don't like the show. Sometimes I really do. Sometimes the main guy on it, Jason, gets under my skin. But they were doing a year in review, and they had a bunch of people on. Kyle Newman was one of them. He's the director of Fanboys, and he went on this little rant about what it means to be a true Star Wars fan. I was already hot and heavy because Jason had been going off on the EU, and I'm a big Extended Universe fan, a fan of all the books and stuff.
Right.
And so I had the write in because Kyle was talking about what it really means to be a true Star Wars fan, that if you didn't love all six movies, including The Phantom Menace, you couldn't be a true Star Wars fan.
Wow.
So I wrote in and stuff, and then this year they did their new... their first episode for the new year, and they had Kyle come back too, because I guess they got a couple of emails and forum letters, and my letter was the first one to be read on air, so I had Kyle Newman respond back to my email.
Wow. So
that was kind of cool.
And then you were on Witchcast this weekend.
And then I came home Friday, and I saw there was this other podcast that I listened to. It's the Republic Forces Radio Network, and what they do is they review the previous night's or Friday night's Clone Wars episodes every week.
Okay.
And they had said that they wanted to have some people on, and or they had two slots open, and if anybody wanted on, then send them an email. So I was like, what the hell? So I sent it in, and they said, yeah, go ahead. So downloaded Skype, got a new headphone or headset for it, and on Sunday night for about 2.5 hours, we were on reviewing the Clone Wars.
Very cool.
That was very cool. It was held my own.
So you had mentioned something in the Star Wars Minute about the whole Boba Fett Mandalorian history being rewritten. What the hell is that about?
About 4 years ago, they hired an author called, her name is Karen Travis, to write a lot of the history of, like, Boba Fett and a lot of the books about the clones and stuff during the Clone Wars. And where they came, who trained them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to take up the Mandalorians, or they let her take up the Mandalorians. And so she turned them into this, you could almost think of them like the Scottish clans. You know, they're a mercenary group, very right. Warlike, traveled the universe, kind of nomads, fighting for whoever. And George... My theory is George saw how popular they were getting, got a little jealous, and he's kind of like a kid that owns a big sandbox, lets other people build their own castles in the sandbox, and then goes up and goes, yeah.
If it's cooler than yours and he breaks it?
I don't like your sandbox, and knocks him over, or your sandcastle, and he'll knock yours over.
So is Dirge a Mandalorian? I know he wears the Mandalorian symbol.
Dirge, according to the first cartoon that came out, is some kind of like worm creature. He's,
right.
Yeah. So he's no, I don't. He's not a Mandalorian. I think he stole all the armor. So, but all
right.
So George comes in for the Clone Wars cartoon and says, "No, the Mandalorians are actually a race of pacifists."
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't fight no more. But the ones that do fight are the small splinter terrorist group called the Death Watch, and it's got both the fan community all up in arms because half of them love the Mandalorians the way they were, and they're called the Fandalorians, and I don't like that term because it's kind of derogatory because I'm a Fandalorian, and they're the ones that go out wear the armor, loved Karen Travis, and then there's the other ones that George can do no wrong. It's his universe; he can do whatever he wants. So.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I can see their point that he can do whatever he wants, but, you know, I'm paying my money.
Right on.
You know, you've let somebody else play in your universe and respect their work.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's turned into a Star Wars 8 minutes, but thanks so much for doing a Star Wars Minute, and we'll try and get a new one every couple weeks or so.
All right.
So thanks for doing this again.
Talk to you guys later.
Yep.
Why use a maxi pad when there's the new iPad from Apple? iPad? With the new iPad, I just hook up my Apple to my Peach, and I can download protection for up to 1,000 periods. Not bad. And with wireless Bluetooth technology, iPad sets you up for fast uploading without all that water bloating.
Oh, wow, that's great. But what if my computer has a virus?
Don't worry. Each iPad comes pre-installed with vaginal firewall protection.
Awesome!
The new Apple iPad. Please don't make us explain how it works.
So on the break, I also played the iPad, a couple clips from the iPad thing that was on Mad TV.
iPad!
And so Steve Jobs came out with this iPad thing.
I mean the Apple. Giant iPod?
iPod yeah,
it's,
Touch.
It really, it's an iPod. Yeah, it's a giant iPod.
It's not
iPod
even
touch.
As good as the iTouch.
It's a small
that's
MacBook,
a
is what it
no,
is.
It's not,
open.
No, it's not a MacBook. It's an iPod Touch. I mean,
it's basically a really big. Large iPod Touch.
But that's so stupid.
But
yeah, exactly. Yes, we know.
So here's why.
But you know how many people are going to buy that stupid thing?
A lot.
Five.
Now, of course, the Mac fans are going to say. It's a first generation device, but really it's not. I mean, it's an iPod Touch. They should have learned by the generation devices before that in order for, I don't know.
It just seems weird. Are the components in there really big? Are they or
no, they're like duplex
little ones?
It's
in
an
there.
It's
an
like
iPod the difference
touch
between Lego
a
and duplex.
The Duplo.
Yeah, Duplo. That's what I mean.
But a lot of people are upset because they were expecting a MacBook.
Yeah.
Tablet. That's yeah. kind of what they were hoping.
Yeah, that's
no,
what it's supposed to be.
It's an iPod Touch. It only runs one application at a time. You can't do multiple applications.
Doesn't have
wait. Oh, okay. iPhone. Is that a smartphone? Can it run more than one application at a time, or is that a one at a
it's
time?
No,
you're either calling or using an application.
You have one application at a time that you can make... run.
But Mac's great. Everyone tells me so.
It has no camera built in.
Yeah,
a lot of their
that.
iPods have cameras, and you know they boosted the Nano
yeah.
sales.
The
huge.
Nano means video. Small.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it does video and it does HD video. I
yep.
hear, but the iPad they didn't put anything in there.
Yeah.
It does not have USB.
Well, there wasn't room.
Well, it does have a docking a dock connector. Yeah, there wasn't.
It's the size
room.
Of this table.
It's a 10.5-inch screen.
And jamming
it's not an OLED screen. It's an old school LED screen.
Really?
Old
hard
school
drive,
LED. What?
Yeah, it's like an LED screen.
It's a candle emitting diode.
Yeah, it's like an LCD crystal.
They're just really tiny.
But not the organic
it's
LEDs.
It's like light bright.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it's a light bright screen.
You take the little.
You have to put all those little things.
But no, seriously, it's.
You can't talk about the iPad and then say serious.
No, but the iPad.
Seriously.
The
it
iPad,
sounds like a feminine hygiene
I
product.
I want one. Yeah. I want something. I want a tablet like that. But I want it to be functional.
Just get
I want
HP,
to be able to
HP Touch.
I hate to be the guy yeah. that says this, but HP, Dell,
the tablets are awesome.
Toshiba, They all make iPads that are actually computers.
Right.
Oh, but wait, they're not Apple.
No, and thank God, because they work. You don't have to hook them to iTunes to get music on them.
You, no, can, you pay can, billions you can put of dollars.
You, want on you can surf the web, and you can even make phone calls with them.
What?
Wow, Skype.
And they have a carrier that actually can handle. Imagine holding that up to
your
head.
You know, you actually you can actually choose your own carrier.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, and most people won't choose AT&T. I'm not sure why. Because I think it's because Luke Wilson is currently shilling for them. And
something like that.
Nothing says telephone like Luke Wilson.
What they don't understand, or what people don't understand that aren't techies, is that 3G connection means that's going to be your high-speed internet. That's your equivalent of your kind of cable modem over the phone, I mean, over your laptop. And the maps thing that they're showing, the red dots, how AT&T has fewer 3G connections.
Yeah.
You know, they really don't have connections. It's there's hardly one in Cedar Rapids.
They don't have a good coverage.
They don't have 3G in Cedar Rapids that I'm aware of.
So, you know, if you get an iPhone, what's the point? There's no point in it.
True.
I mean, I know Corey Osborne is a big fanboy.
Get your iPod touch.
Jamie Kelly, fanboy. So they'll probably be on next week to defend this. But
just get a smartphone.
Well, Jamie's
and then
not
get
necessarily
iPod
a fanboy,
touch,
but Jamie has an iPhone.
Why?
So.
Why not get a Zune?
Because Zune's not a phone. But a Zune.
Don't
a Zune.
Get an iPod Touch,
iPod touch
and
isn't
a
smartphone.
Phone
either,
but the other thing that,
Palm Pre or something.
Okay, it's 2010. I bought a
Holy
terabyte.
Crap, it is.
I bought a terabyte hard drive.
I went back too far.
You can buy a terabyte hard drive for your computer for $100.
Yep.
Now, of course, this is a solid state drive, meaning that if you drop it, it's chances are it's not going to break.
You
as
can
easily.
Wash it. Throughput is 10 times faster than a hard drive.
So it has a hard drive in it, but I think
saying?
The biggest hard drive you can get is like 16 gigs.
Actually, they've just went up again, another step.
Right, but in the iPod Touch, that the iPad thing, you can only get like 32 gigs, I think.
Yeah.
No,
you can get
no
bigger than...
In the
isn't
iPad.
Isn't it like 64 gigs?
On the iPad. iPad,
they aren't maxing.
I thought the iPad was 64.
It might be.
But if it's
but
just
like a Commodore 64?
If it's just a big music player.
That's just a big iPod.
Which just seems
touch.
Like a really bad, I mean, if
it
you're
is
gonna,
a really
if you're
bad idea.
Jogging with it, do you have to wear a baby carrier?
No, I don't think the market they're trying to push is...
Old people,
you know,
that can't see.
You set it on your counter when you're looking up a recipe.
Let's be exactly honest on what market they're going for. And they're going for the people that just want to buy it because
it's
hip,
for women
it's cool.
That are, no, it's for women that aren't probably tech savvy is what
and
it
the
sounds
real question
like
is,
they're
when they come out
too,
with iPad 2
that
actually works.
You don't want all
works,
this other stuff.
I hear
are
though.
That'd be iPad 3.
Are they going to do it?
Well, I hear though it's going to have decent games though. That's one of the things that the iPod does have.
But touchscreen
games.
It's so crappy it's got a sundial.
It's not just touchscreen. It's the accelerometer that's in there. You can do some pretty fun stuff by, you know, when you turn the...
I heard that the accelerometer is not very good in it because it is so big.
Ah.
That's what she said.
It causes the gyroscope in there to be...
I don't know. I love playing...
Every time you shake it, it just resets it.
Yeah. Well, if you hold it over your head and do this...
Is it like an Etch-a-Sketch?
Yeah.
So I would...
if you hold it over your head and shake it...
My advice, don't run out and buy it. You know, wait. There'll be a better one.
Well, you
one.
Can. It's not on sale yet.
It'll be on sale in a couple months.
I'll drive. Be lazy. Sorry.
Apple will not be sponsoring this episode.
No, I don't care.
Yeah,
Steve Jobs
hates you.
That's not bad. That's not good for the show.
I still want to get an iTouch.
They opened the Grammys
there.
With it.
Oh, my brother has an iPod Touch.
With an iPad.
It's in a drawer in his desk.
Does he want to sell it to me?
I don't know. I know that he's had it for 2 years, and he's like, yeah, I put music on it, put it in my desk, and never use it.
That's iTouch abuse.
Touch abuse. I touch abuse. Yeah. You touch abuse.
That's touch abuse.
Touch abuse.
Oh,
yeah.
The problem is he got
a BlackBerry and he found out you could put music on that, and it's a phone too.
So my question before we during break was: so they have the iPod, which is the iPad, big iPad. So is the shuffle going to be the iTampon?
iPod. I would not doubt that they might go.
You have
in that
to say
direction
your
just for
you
fun.
Have to say your joke about the.
Yeah, the.
You have to tell your joke.
Oh, it's okay for for those of you who listen to other shows. I'm not going to mention which they are. You've heard this. For those of you who haven't, you know they have that new phone, the new Google phone that's by Fender, and it's being sponsored by Eric Clapton. Well, now they're coming out with a new iPad sponsored by Paul McCartney. It's going to be iPad with wings.
But I don't.
No element of surprise. See, it's funny the first time.
I was shocked. At first, I'm like, what did he just say? That's crazy.
There's going to be 100 people in their cars right now. Yeah, like,
I want an iPad with wings.
iPad with wings.
If you're going to get it, get if, it with the well, wings, man.
You think about it. You could, if you wanted to strap it to your leg, protection. You would need would that be, wings on that.
Would that be like the extended warranty, the extra protection?
Yeah.
No, that's the vaginal firewall.
Think of all the accessories you could make for this thing. You could take...
Oh yeah, yeah. Imagine the you know leak guard. The world the Velcro guard. Supply is going to start depleting because of the damn iPad.
I work at Walmart. We sell them.
Oh, that's true. Do people always have to ask you about that? Do you know?
You know, I do get questions
so,
like that.
So
like,
they search all over the store for you to ask a question.
They go there to ask you.
To a different where's Walmart the douche? Just to find you.
Yeah, where's the douche? Where's the manager? They're actually asking you where you are.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, where's the douche?
Hit him. Call him a name.
Hello.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have fun editing tonight, ass wipe.
Nice.
I can tell you're living with Amy.
Nice. You're just trying to get it out now.
Yeah. What?
So, what? What did she just say? Did you hear that Punxsutawney Phil, tomorrow is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is going to be tweeting.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
doesn't man. Have no. thumbs.
How do you know?
Actually, I think. Groundhogs do have
those. I think they have. I think it's up higher on their elbow thing, but yes.
They got dew claws. Nubs, there's the dew claw.
I don't know. He was driving that truck pretty good in that movie.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't drive angry. You're pretty good for a quadruped.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be tweeting if he sees the his shadow.
Well, you know, that's a damn good movie,
does he have a
movie,
Facebook
too.
Page? I wonder?
Oh, I love that movie.
Probably.
You know, they did an estimation on how long it would take to get that good at the piano, that good at all the things he got good at, and they guesstimated he was in that same day for 10 years.
It doesn't surprise me.
And then the writers came back and said, try 27. That's how we figured it.
Wow. 27?
27 years.
That he was stuck in Groundhog Day. Over and over again. Wow.
But he didn't age.
No wonder he was angry.
Well, he died every day. He died.
Well, no, he just. Sometimes he didn't die. Right. Yeah. I've killed myself so many times. I ceased to exist.
That's crazy.
Showstopper.
I was talking about some more movies for me.
Okay, so.
Can I get to my list?
Before we did the show, I asked Jenny to come up with a list of stuff going on around town. One of those things she mentioned was the closing of the Tilt-A-Kilt.
What's the happy hap, Jen?
What's the happy hap? Well, there are several auditions and stuff going on in the area. If people
show me proof.
Yes, proof. I will show you proof. There's a read-through tomorrow, February 2nd. It's from 7 to 10 at TCR Lindale.
I thought they were closed.
They're just not performing at
it. They're not performing there, but they're going to do the audition. You cannot be at the downtown location at all.
So. Oh, not yet, no. Okay. Yes. It's top secret hush.
Although
stuff.
There is a way to kind of see it. If you want to volunteer to like move stuff in, you can get in there, but
yeah,
they're asking that you don't do that. Anyway, then auditions for proof will be Sunday, February 7th and Monday, February 8th, again at TCR Lindale, 7 o'clock.
That's my birthday.
And proof, that's the David Mamet play.
Correct.
About this girl that's crazy, I think she's crazy. Mathematician, something about writing a proof. There's a movie
her
out
dad,
there.
Her, yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow was in it.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow and Jake Gyllenhaal was in it.
Yes.
He was a cowboy.
There's a couple. So they're looking for two women that are in their mid to late 20s and 30s and a man that's in his 20s and another man that's in his 50s. So.
I thought about doing the guy in his 50s.
You thought about doing the guy in his 50s?
Let me.
He's been everywhere up to that point.
Let me reword that phrase.
30s.
Nah, it's okay. We know what you meant.
I thought about auditioning
for
that guy. That role, I thought about auditioning for it.
So you're a star banger, huh?
Okay, yeah. So tomorrow is also third annual International Hug a Gay Day.
Okay.
I gotta go find a gay.
So all day long.
Oh, wait,
and
tomorrow.
And make sure that they're gay. Don't just hug them and be like, well, I always thought you were gay. All day long. It's all day long.
Are you pregnant?
They want you to submit.
I totally know someone.
They want you to submit photos on Facebook on the International Hug a Gay Day, and then there are T-shirts available on Cafe Press.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Did you make them?
No, I didn't. This has nothing to do with me. Okay.
Oh, okay.
There's another audition for a play called Coastal Disturbances.
Yeah.
And that is February 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's the day I get the weekend to audition at 7 o'clock. At Starlighters in Anamosa.
Anamosa, Starlighters. Got to go check those dudes
out.
That's
a love and drama in a coastal town.
That's like the other TCR. I mean, I hate to compare the two. I mean, a lot of the people that if they're not doing a show at Theater Cedar Rapids, they go to Starlighters.
It's the same people, yeah.
So,
Yeah. Let's see. Usher's Ferry is doing old-fashioned melodrama.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart, I think, is directing that.
I get invites for Jimmy everything Stewart? At Usher's Ferry.
Not the Jimmy. Oh, okay. He's dead. Another Jimmy.
That's what I thought.
Like,
that's,
through email
were
or
you,
something?
Through Facebook. I don't know if you were at the fire pit the one night when I was making fun of Usher's Ferry. And I was going to go friend them on Facebook. Uh-huh. Well, I did that as a joke, and now I'm invited to every stinking stupid thing at Usher's Ferry, which is like 15 a day.
Yeah, they do.
And
they
I cannot figure out how to get off of it.
You can, it's hard to unfriend yourself.
You can't unfriend yourself?
Yeah, you can unfriend your friends, but it's hard to unfriend.
You can't get
yourself unfriended. Like a fan page?
Yeah. I thought you could remove yourself from a fan page.
I've tried. I don't know where it's at.
Okay, well, anyway.
You'll have to find out.
That's, again, February 8th and 9th. It's called Chaos in the Cannery. And then SPT, the crazy people from SPT.
What does SPT stand for?
I can't tell you that or I'd have to kill you.
Okay, there we go.
Anyway, they're doing Tales from the Writer's Room series. And
again.
They're doing, this one is called Bless Your Heart because it's a Valentine's theme. Friday, February 12th and Saturday, February 13th at 7:30 at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art.
Okay.
$20 tickets, and the special guest this time is Doug Jackson, who was one of the guests on this show.
Gotta love DJ.
Doug. Yep.
DJ. Are they going to dress him up in a diaper and put wings on him and make a Cupid?
I hope so.
Because I would love to see DJ in a diaper. That. Well, you know, he's getting old enough.
Are you sure you're not going to be needing hugs tomorrow?
Don't kill me. I love you, Doug. I love you, Doug.
The producers at TCR, the grand reopening gala is February 26th.
February 26th.
But that show is actually sold out, but they are selling. Sometimes some people are selling their tickets on Craigslist because those tickets are $70.
I thought they were $75.
For the open. Oh, maybe they are $75. For the grand reopening. Regular tickets are $25 to $30, somewhere in there.
Yeah, normally, so it's three times the normal
ticket. So that's just for the opening night, but it runs February 26th through March 11th.
Yeah, make sure you go to that one because number one, it's a spectacular musical. If you like musicals, it's hilarious.
It's Mel Brooks.
It's a musical?
No, I'm just kidding. Mel Brooks.
Yes.
And I mean, it's
Hitler in Springtime.
Yeah, Springtime.
Yeah,
Hitler.
Mel Brooks.
Got in Germany.
And a lot of the big name talent in town.
There'd be
in
a
that.
Lot of gays to hug in that.
Joe. Yeah, two. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, two. Kevin.
Yeah. Well, there's at least two of them.
Carmen Gia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you just out somebody on the show?
Oh, my God.
No, that is the character.
Oh, yeah,
it's Carmen Gia.
Oh.
So whoever's playing Carmen Gia.
Well, the character is gay.
Like, who's in there? Scott Schulte?
Trevor Depp.
Wait.
Trevor.
Scott Schulte is gay?
No, yeah. Scott Schulte.
Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle and Scott Schulte.
Is gay.
No,
they're
not gay. They're
gay with each other? I love Scott Schulte. I love Tim Boyle.
And Scott Schulte's son,
and they
Alex
love each other,
Alex
apparently.
He actually called me a boiled egg during the Office Idol contest 2 years ago.
Aww. Scott did?
Yeah. No, Tim Boyle. Except you can do something with a boiled egg. They're useful. So...
Oh, wow.
That was awesome.
All right.
That was
so
a good
Tim.
Beginning, middle, end.
Aren't they Bialystock and Bloom, Tim and Scott?
Or Tim and Trevor.
Tim and Trevor.
I mean, no, excuse
no,
me.
Scott
and Trevor. Trevor.
Trevor's Bloom.
Trevor.
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 No, Trevor's Bialystock.
Trevor.
No, Scott's Bialystock. And the other guy's Bloom. Anyway.
Oh, did you work that out?
Armageddon.
Did you work that out?
Anyway.
Anyway, last night on the Grammys, did you see that Green Day has a musical?
Yes, I heard that.
What?
Yeah, and they had the cast of their musical.
It'll be like ABBA's musical, only cooler.
With a story.
Crazy talk.
And tattoos.
Or like Billy Joel's musical, yeah.
Okay, so Green Day has a musical.
And they had the cast of their musical sing 21 Guns last night.
And more importantly, not to step on Kevin's feet, Green Day is going to be coming out with a rock band, Green Day.
Wow.
Oh.
In the next quarter.
Wow. So Green Everybody's Day has is it a Broadway?
I'm totally excited.
It's going to be on Broadway.
It's on Broadway because they were workshopping it in California.
I am an American.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be going to Broadway.
Wow.
I want to make a musical. But then again,
we
going
should.
From Beatles.
So it's
rock
just
band.
All their music.
Okay, you'll never ever be able to beat the Beatles rock band.
You know, my comedy troupe was actually writing a musical called
Who cares
Hindenburg
about that?
The musical.
That would be good.
The Hindenburg.
Oh, good.
It's a musical.
Yeah. Anything's
too
better.
Soon.
Unless you put it on ice. It's too soon.
The graphics, the visual was so good.
It was last century. It's too soon.
It just seems like 1918 was just like yesterday. Those poor people.
Yeah. So
all
Hindenburg.
The humanity.
I mean, it's not like I said.
I should have kettle
it's not
dry.
Like I said Haiti, the musical. You know?
Oh, brunch.
Wow.
No. Yeah. That's way
too. See, we were doing our own show over here, and that was so bad
like
you caught
our
attention.
Better.
All right, sorry. Okay, so is that your list? That was a great list.
That was a good list.
I went through
Thank
that
you.
Quickly.
You did.
Little,
that's good.
Little golf clap for
Thank you. Wait a minute. And Chinese New Year is coming up.
Okay.
Woohoo.
I don't know.
Technically, American New Year is.
What's this year?
What year is it? Dog? Lamb?
I think last year was Year of the Rat.
Who cares? It all tastes like.
No, it was Year of the Cock.
All tastes like chicken. Who cares?
Year of the Platypus.
Maybe it's chicken.
I was born in the Year of the Cock. Who cares?
Were you?
I'm pretty sure. So was my son.
All right.
I was born in the Year of the Platypus.
I think you all have been born in the Year of the Cock.
Thanks.
Year of the Cock.
No, I was born here.
Year of the Cock.
So, Comics in Action is a show coming out Saturday.
It's coming out, huh?
Coming out.
Not
so everybody
out.
Can go hug you.
So we can
go
hug
you. Everybody go hug Comics in Action Saturday. Are you at the Bohemian?
No,
and
we're
put it on Facebook.
The Bohemian, actually, you didn't put that on your list, did you?
Did they close?
They're closed down. They had a water main break as well. And it froze their basement.
Oh, my God.
So it kind of ruined everything for a while.
I'm sorry.
Wow. So, I mean, they actually are closed down.
They're closed until, like, March. Until
they can thaw out.
Until the Tilted Kilt opens.
Yeah. Strange. No, actually, we'll be performing out in Lisbon. I have no idea where. Check the website.
How big can Lisbon be?
Lisbon. Isn't that out past Mount Vernon?
I'm sure if you do.
That's where Tony lives.
I used to live out there.
Tony
from Vinton lives in Vinton.
Jesus.
Tony from Vinton lives in Lisbon, apparently.
Okay. You're like Tony from Vinton over and over and over, and then it's like Tony from Lisbon.
Tony from Vinton lives in Lisbon.
God.
Name Tony all these.
All right, stop.
And I'm not the one who says it either. I just listen to it.
All right. I'm sorry, Tony. I'm embarrassed now.
Mechanicsburg. We're just going to keep going down Highway 30 until we get to Vinton.
No, Lisbon's by Mount Vernon. That's where Ian lives.
You know Vinton. you know Lisbon. The other Vinton.
It's the City of Lights. Come on.
All right, no, Lisbon, right next to Mount Vernon. Got it. Hello.
Oh,
Booga.
My face hurts.
Yeah, it's killing me.
I know.
If Tony called in, he's like, I actually do live in Lisbon.
No, he lives in Vinton, where the Palace Theater is.
Yeah,
and make sure you go see a movie there. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
still
beautiful,
open.
Too.
I don't know.
No, the Palace Theater is going to be open for a while, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin.
So I'm glad I got my plug out. Thanks. Let's move on.
Okay, good plug.
You got your plug out? Good job.
Was it an eye plug?
All right, so Kevin.
Yeah?
You been playing some video games, right?
Oh, yeah.
What else does he do?
I've been, yeah.
With himself.
Kevin, yeah.
Jeez. You're going to let me talk about video games, are you?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Well, you know, usually this time of the year, it's horrible for video games.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm just going to reach across here, grab butters, and rip your...
I was agreeing with you.
Chop you in the throat. Anyway.
From Tony Vinton, Lisbon style.
I'm going to do it Lisbon style.
Out in Chelsea.
Oh, good Lord. I am not going to live
that
down.
You're never going to live that one down. Are you going to...
You know, now we're going to have to go to Lisbon.
You know what? I'm going to let it fly.
I was going to say, because if he does, we're going to bring it up later.
Do you know the name of the place in Lisbon? What's the name of the place in Lisbon?
It's Lisbon. You probably drive around and
they
find
have a hotel in Lisbon?
Yeah.
It's a convention center or hotel or something.
They have a convention center.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They got a big arena where they fight lions?
Hello.
God damn you guys. You're all fucking
hello. Hello. Hello.
Sons of bitches.
I'm sorry. Crap,
are we
going to
get the explicit
there.
Tag for this one and be damned? Do we get an explicit tag for this
no,
one?
No, I'm off pretty tomorrow, close. So I got now I know what I'm doing.
Explicit tag.
I guess.
So we got your day planned for you. You were going to be bored.
I was going to go hug myself because I'm my wife's gay husband. That's tomorrow, right?
Correct.
So I'm my wife's gay husband, so I'll hug myself. Maybe she'll hug me. Anyway, video games.
Anyway, there's a lot coming out. Some of the ones that I had been talking about is I've been playing Darksiders, Bayonetta. Bayonetta's the crazy Japanese one.
And the one that Tony from Vinton says looks like Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, yeah. I guess if Parasailing?
Parasailing? I've never been parasailing before.
That's your damn fault. From Linton.
Linton.
We're going to need to reboot the show. Broke Kevin.
Parasailing.
Is Sarah Palin or Paler Salen?
Are you sitting on your iPad or something?
Yeah, I got to adjust my iPad. It's in sideways.
He's
or
having
something.
A rather heavy period.
It's break down every 28
high
days.
Flow day.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Oh. Anyway, January. Some good ones right now is Darksiders, Bayonetta, Army of Two came out. If you like Gears of War shooters.
Well, Army of Two, Ryan was telling me that you guys have been
yeah,
playing.
We're playing that one right now.
He says you're more of a run and gun kind of guy where he likes to stick back and.
Which is exactly perfect for that sort
yeah,
of
Yeah, he
game.
Likes to be the sniper kind of guy.
And the
sniper, run and gun, those are your choices.
One of the funniest parts is the two guys that you have. It's like
that
a buddy.
Fun, actually.
It's like a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, it's so, like a homoerotic buddy cop movie.
Yeah, like a bromance in video game form.
Here, let me help you up this ledge by grabbing your ass and your junk. There
yeah.
we go.
And there are certain parts where you do these.
What the hell kind of games are you playing?
But very realistic.
But there's these points where you do like buddy buddy things with each other for whatever
yeah,
reason.
I
don't know.
Okay.
Well, you can play like rock paper scissors,
Rochambeau,
and then you can also like there's all these little things like you can smack the back of the guy's head, or one of the ones is just to kick him right in the junk.
Yep.
And start laughing.
God, that is funny.
Yeah, the first time I saw it. Oh wow! I can kick you in the junk. I'm gonna do that again.
There was an unlock code for the first Army of Two where
That's
you
nice.
Could actually mm-hmm. grab your partner, throw him down into a dip, and
dip,
make out with him for like a minute with those masks on.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Awesome.
You
egg.
Sound excited about that.
Yeah,
I think we need to hug you tomorrow.
Hilarious! I played the game, didn't even get any
what,
of the homoeroticism
yeah,
until I talked to Kevin. He's like, "Wasn't that kind of gay? Constantly touching the guy's butt."
Nice.
Yeah, it, you can do butt slaps, stuff like that. Yeah,
good, game.
Good, game.
Yeah
good game.
Good
game.
Good game.
Gentle cupping.
Cupping.
What?
Gentle cupping. little rub. Tickle.
It's not Ken doll.
Oh, I think about that. Makes me think about the movie Gamer. Has anybody seen Gamer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did
yet.
You see the point where they teabagged? There was a guy
yeah,
teabagging
yeah, in the game.
I laughed so hard when I saw that. Seeing a real person do teabagging.
And not on track.
Anyway.
So Gamer, that's the Clive Owen movie, right?
Clive Owen? No.
No.
Nope.
No.
Gerard Butler.
Gerard
Butler.
Aren't they the
one.
Same person?
Actually,
and the guy
Michael,
from Dexter.
Aren't they the same person?
Yeah, he's in it too.
Yeah.
Michael C. Hall's
really?
In it. Oh yeah, Michael C. Hall.
He's got cancer.
Yeah,
that was,
Hodgkin's disease, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah,
Dexter
that's
has cancer?
No, he's
that's
in remission.
Why he
he's
had
good.
The
yeah, he
stocking
does.
Cap on during the Golden Globes.
Yeah, he has the same kind of cancer that Christina had.
He had the same kind of cancer my dad had.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But
stop it.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm depressed.
Don't be depressed.
No, it's good.
He's good. He's fine. It's a survival.
It is
okay.
The single wussiest cancer known to man. I wouldn't need chemo. I could just flex it out.
Does he have enough money for his cancer treatment? No. Anyway.
He's fine.
Anyway.
He's got the stocking cap on. He's good.
He's falling.
His head's warm.
He's going to play a gay tomorrow. He'll be fine.
He played a gay.
He's married to
he
his
did.
Sister.
On
he played
6 feet under. He's
a really good gay.
He's married to his sister.
I know. In, that's what's sick.
What?
In real, the girl,
yeah, the girl that plays his sister
on Dexter.
They're married.
They're married in real life. She was at the Golden Globes.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Because that's what they've done, like, where they say, like, people that are brothers and sisters on shows, and they show them in real couples, and there's one on brothers and sisters there.
Who?
Well, they said now they're not brother and sister on the show anymore, but it was...
How do you stop
the two
being
that just got
brother
married.
And sister?
Well, because she was actually his
half-sister.
Half-sister.
Oh. No. Half-sister is still sister.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Step-sister,
sister.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you share a parent...
No, they
still
thought,
can have weird children.
Thought,
you should not
they
be boning.
They share the same
your kids would be musicians, and
no,
the one
they,
song
they,
that we play it is...
Yo, kids will come out like
this.
They keep throwing
the same
out
dad.
Their ears.
They just thought they shared the same dad, and then they found out they did not. So
that made it okay, and then they're married.
So then they could get married, yes, on the show.
Wow. Okay, right. So back to the Army of Two.
Okay, Army of Two. If you like Gears of War, that sort of game,
how did that happen?
This would be a really good one. Been having a lot of fun. But the main thing is it's a heavy co-op game.
Yeah.
So you got to have a friend to play with.
Someone who's
I'm
not
out.
Gonna,
oh.
Someone
so all
who's
of us
not
that
go out.
So all the losers
the
that don't have friends.
Yeah, I mean you can pick someone up from
go to Xbox on Live.
From
oh, and
live,
find a friend.
I guess I'll be playing Tetris.
Isn't going to work.
Make Ryan it. Was saying that our
quotes, friend.
Ryan was saying in the game that you absolutely so there's stuff that you actually had to do teamwork to get past some of the stuff.
I love Xbox.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To, you
if
actually
you're playing
had to
it
cooperate.
Solo, you, the AI that runs the other guy will run up to the ledge and stand there and take
do
bullets.
Stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's like parts where you're in two separate buildings and you're like running down and you got to gun people on either side. You know, gun people from his side.
Yeah.
Then let him run, and he runs the other side. I mean,
cool.
A lot of
co-op teamwork,
yeah.
That
so
kind of thing.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Another
go
game
team.
That
good game.
Good game.
At the end
good
of the game,
game.
Do you go over Ryan's house, slap him on the ass?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He's got a fake ass in his own house, so he doesn't ever have to leave.
A mold of it.
Yeah, so he can just slap that.
Who's my bitch?
Just slap
that
it.
That is a $1 million project product. Make a mold of somebody's ass so you can have it there so you can just slap it.
I'm pretty sure that's been done.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm sure. Yeah, I think sure if we went to the adult shop, yeah. I'm sure
I would charge
there.
You $1 million.
You could buy one of those.
Ron Jeremy right now is listening to this going, son of a bitch, I'm going to do that.
Somebody told me. I'm kissed by Ron Jeremy.
I know.
Somebody told me I could play Ron Jeremy in a movie.
You're not tall enough.
I'm not hairy. Okay, go ahead.
He's called the hedgehog.
And I have to have a penis.
They call him that.
He's called the hedgehog for a reason.
I don't believe he has a penis.
You can't suck your own.
No.
Okay.
He can?
Yeah, that was how he got famous.
I thought he got famous because he was fat and ugly. He looked like Mario and
still boned thousands of women.
But when he was in summer camp, he called his dad and he goes, I just realized I think that I can suck my own. And his dad said, don't ever tell anybody that story ever again.
Or you'll be in the porn business the rest of your life.
And he figured out how to lay on his back and like put his legs over his head.
And not break his neck.
And he could suck his own. Yeah.
Can he do that now with his gut?
I'm baffled.
I don't want to know.
All right. Anyway, go on.
How did we get to this? Okay.
How does it always get to this?
From Army of Two.
Hi, this is Kevin's Gamer
Kevin's
Corner.
Video Gamer Minute.
Gamer and Porn Corner.
Are there any other Ron Jeremy games?
No. Kevin, who's your favorite porn star?
Not Jenna Ron Jameson. Jeremy.
Oh,
okay. Going on, Dark Void. That's another one that came out.
Speaking of Ron Jeremy, I'm just...
Dark Void, what's it about?
Dark Void. If you've ever seen the movie Rocketeer, it's kind of like playing Rocketeer. Your guy has a rocket pack and...
It doesn't blow up.
No.
Do you have like a Peabody guy that gives you advice?
No, actually, the guy that gives you advice is Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
It's kind of like an alternate reality world, and
really?
Nikola Tesla is your Q of sorts.
Cool,
like your James
That's
Bond
cool.
Q. Another game.
Don't be texting. What are you doing?
Am I just not interesting enough?
I'm keep going. Another game.
You don't have boobs.
Mass Effect just came out.
My penis is vibrating. I had to stop and look.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 2 just came out.
They played the trailer the other day. It looks phenomenal.
Watch the trailers for that. It's really good. The only thing is it's a pretty big time commitment. I mean, you'll probably be playing the game for like 30, 40 hours.
You got to want it.
You got to want it.
I got to
train. My daughter has a friend who's playing it right now. And he comes he comes over and gives me reports. And then after he's done with it, he gives me the game. So
yeah.
I like this kid. You're good people. You're not listening, but you're good people.
But if anything, watch the videos about the game. It's pretty interesting. Just a quick rundown of games that will be coming out. February, Bioshock 2.
Oh, boy.
If you like Bioshock 1.
One of the best games I ever played.
Yeah, this is going to be done by different people, though.
Oh.
Yay! So, they're going to totally screw
I don't know about the story, because it's not a good idea. It's a prequel.
Grandpa?
Oh, wow.
No, it's not a prequel. I wanted a prequel, but it's not a prequel. It's like 10 years after Bioshock, the world. Next one is Dante's Inferno. Dante's Inferno is kind of like God of War, if you've ever heard of God of War.
Who hasn't?
Everybody.
Amish
guy. By the way, it's on sale big time at Best Buy this week.
It's also on Xbox Live if you want to download the demo for it. And
for
try
God
it.
Of War?
Yep. No.
Dante's Inferno.
No, but no.
Keep up with me.
I'm sorry.
I love
God of War was a PlayStation only.
It is. Okay, go ahead. I was like, this one. Like, what?
Another game, if you like driving games, would be Blur.
Nothing like watching Blur when you're driving.
I think Blur is more.
I usually have blurred vision when driving, so it worked out well.
I thought they had a Need for Speed title.
I think
like
this is more like Burnout.
Oh, okay.
Kind of feel the curve.
Like Burnout, it's not when you punch each other in the arm taking turns.
What?
No, there's a game called Burnout Paradise. You drive around.
God.
Burnout Paradise. Yeah.
Anyway, another game, Singularity. I'm not going to say much about that. Aliens vs. Predator has another game coming out.
I wonder if it's going to be the same kind of thing. Because I played the one that they released like 10 years ago.
What was that Atari game system
I
that
thought,
they had?
All I thought was this game would be so much better if they could just update the graphics
that
slightly
Atari game
and make
system
it feel more.
Atari?
You mean a 2600?
No, after the 2600.
Anyway. 7200.
Another one for February is Lost Planet 2. Oh. If anyone ever played the one from couple of years ago.
No, but you guys said it. You said it. You didn't like it.
I did not enjoy it. My son played it all the way through.
You did not enjoy it.
What did you enjoy about it?
Because we were talking about Gameplay. Avatar.
Yeah, where did he get that from? His what? Ability to finish stuff that you can't.
He's 16 and doesn't have a job.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd think he'd be more ADD than that because he's young.
Yeah. And he has Tourette's syndrome.
And the TV these days with the kids and the...
That's good OCD, though. Maybe he's got a little
okay.
OCD.
So what's next?
Variable.
March.
I don't know why.
Oh. Battlefield Bad Company.
Battlefield Bad Company. Yeah, this, you know, this sounded pretty cool. Battlefield Bad Company. What's that about?
Well, anybody who's ever played Battlefield,
yeah,
they're going to want to play this.
It's good?
That would be me.
It's kind of like mixing Battlefield with Call of Duty.
Which, if you do play Battlefield, you notice they released a bunch of new maps.
Well, see, one of the things that I'm wondering with this is I played the demo. They have the demo on Xbox Live right now, and I don't know if they're going to make everybody happy, because I don't know if the Call of Duty people are going to be happy with it or the Battlefield people are going to be happy with it, because it mixes the two to a certain degree.
Is the environment still as destructible as it was in Battlefield 1?
Yeah, but I hope that the demo is just kind of fuzzy, and it's not the what's going to be the final product, because...
So it's like you're looking through it through a dirty coffee filter.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, looking at the... I was trying to shoot somebody, and I couldn't tell if I was looking at a person or not.
Yeah.
Or shooting a bush or whatever.
Well, I got to say, for all the time I've spent up in that bell tower with the high-powered rifle, sometimes that happens, okay? Just in
things
real
get
life.
Fuzzy.
Sometimes you're just not sure if that's a tree or a person.
Yeah.
They look like a shot to me, though.
Is that a policeman or a student?
That's Homer Simpson. That's Homer Simpson.
That's Homer Simpson.
Awesome.
That's
also,
Mr. Plow
March,
to you.
Final Fantasy 13.
Really?
Yeah,
they're up to 13.
Yeah, would they stop calling them Final Fantasy 13?
It's not the final.
Be Fantasy 13.
It's like
they have a series for that.
It's in the porn shop.
Those aren't games.
Yeah. And he comes back to the porn shop. Awesome, Kevin with porn talk. Final Fantasy. Moving on to April, and Splinter Cell Conviction's coming out. So anybody who likes Splinter Cell,
that's a Clancy thing, isn't it? Splinter Cell.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they totally redid it, and it looks
Clancy
very
Wiggum.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Ralphie's dad.
Yeah, Chief Wiggum.
Wow.
What I thought was kind of interesting is instead of having text or whatever on the screen telling you what your objectives and everything was, it does like what the TV show Fringe does, where it like projects words onto like buildings or in the sky
or
whatever. Or like Zombieland, if you've seen Zombieland.
And that comes out tomorrow on DVD.
And the very last thing I am going to talk about is Dead Rising 2 is coming out in August 31st.
It's not coming out fast enough.
Dead Rising game took forever to come out.
Dead Rising, better than the first one, then
well used.
Take whatever
That's
time
usually
you want.
A problem when they come to
Dead
fast.
Rising is
when
actually the game that I... that's the game that made me want to buy an Xbox 360.
That's the first game we got for our
when
Xbox
it came out with the... I mean, it was one of the first great titles for the Xbox 360 that still holds up.
Well, yeah.
It is the. It takes place in a mall. You go around shooting zombies.
You think you're going to play Day of the Dead.
Some of the things that I heard about this one, it's going to take place in like a Las Vegas-like city.
Yep.
It's going to have its own name or whatever.
Don't they already have commercials out for it, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
I say like in an arena.
You're able to combine items.
You can duct tape things together.
Yeah, like chainsaws to the handlebars of a motorcycle.
Oh, that's cool. Another one that I heard was you could take a paddle and duct tape two chainsaws on either end and paddle through zombies with them going.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And then I guess there's a multiplayer part to it, which they're trying to jam a multiplayer into all these things, but the multiplayer is like you're playing some sort of a death game with zombies. So like, you know, they have these big balls like in shut up. I knew you.
Back to the porn talk.
Are we back to Ron Jeremy?
Porn talk with me.
Yeah. Where do you shove the big balls?
How has that man able to get indoors with those gigantic balls?
Good game.
But it's like American Gladiators with like the balls. And you gotta see Gladiators with big balls.
I've watched.
I don't think it happened.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, Wipeout had the
big
balls.
you like Gladiator films?
You ever seen a grown man naked, Timmy?
I love that. I love the commentary.
Spartacus.
But,
I don't know.
That was a Gladiator game talk.
That was a mood killer.
So, thanks, Kevin, for your list. That was awesome. Good job.
whatever.
Good job.
But, high five.
Way to get through it. Good yeah, game. Good game.
Good game.
Don't look at me like that, man. Really, you're freaking me out.
Last thing I want to talk about. Last thing I want to talk about. Speaking of hugging and loving and stuff like that, a couple weeks is Valentine's Day.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a.
You guys got to remember.
You're at Walmart. You can buy out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard.
When everybody else doesn't buy.
The clearance stuff drops fast this year.
So, yeah, so Valentine's Day is coming up next weekend, I think. And it's Zeta's 4th birthday.
Sure.
So, I think, yeah, she's going
to
be 4.
So what are you trying to say? You're trying to get gifts for
no,
your
No, no, no. I was just going to milk that into...
This is the same guy that telemarketed me the other day for Girl Scout cookies.
I telemarketed just about everybody, I think.
You didn't ask me for Girl Scout.
Does she not have enough Girl Scout cookies sold?
Yeah, oh my God, here's an update. She sold like 280 boxes.
Now she can go to space camp. Holy math monkeys.
So what's that get you?
She has a whole list of things. Chuck E. Cheese. So for every like 50 boxes that you sold. Well, no, she didn't get a high def TV. But she got
cheese.
She got like a peace sign necklace. She almost got the hoodie.
An iPad.
She got entered into drawing for an iPod Touch. Doesn't mean she's gonna get the iPod Touch,
which is the smaller version of the iPad, right?
She got like four different patches for her.
They went backwards on that.
That's so stupid. But anyway.
Everything else is getting smaller, but Apple decided to go bigger.
Actually, I want a bigger screen on my Zune. I really do. If I could have a Zune with a bigger screen.
10 inches, though?
But if your Zune was all screen, that would actually be pretty good.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Do you have a touch Zune?
I have a touch Zune, yeah. I have a Zune HD. I mean, I like it. I would take it on trips. I don't need to, I don't know, I take it on trips anyway, but I mean.
So you touch it?
I touch it a lot.
And you want it bigger?
Anyway, speaking of touching things, the song I'm going to end the show with tonight is.
Come on.
Yeah, I took my Ritalin today.
How do we go from Valentine's Day to Girl Scout cookies to Ritalin?
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up, and I thought, you know, I was going to come up with the music for the show. I went back to the old throwback, Jonathan Colton. Tonight we're going to end the show with Soft Rock by
Porn Funk.
Yeah, porno funk. Soft Rock by Me by Jonathan Colton. So enjoy.
I thought we'd start the evening off with a glass of cold rosé. Then we can sit here on the couch just holding hands. And I'll say that you're beautiful and you'll say moving too fast, but I won't mind, because I know in time you will be soft rocked by me. Though it may take some time, I know eventually you will be soft rocked by me. I use a passive voice to show how gentle soft rocked till you've been soft rocked by me. I listen to the things you say about the way you feel. I'll smile an understanding smile when your boyfriend calls. Then you'll go, but you'll think of me, and one day you'll knock on my door, 'cause you want to be soft rocked by me. You will be soft rocked by me, though it may take some time. I know eventually you will be soft rocked. To show how gentle I'll be when I soft rock you. You will know it's true that you've never been soft rocked till you've been soft rocked by me.
you've never been soft rock till you've been soft rock by me. Till you've been soft rock by me.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.
That Chad Canfield's one sexy man.